Case number 12631, Dina A. Dory seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Indian Town Road, approximately 0.48 miles east of Revel Road. The 911 address is 23745 Indian Town Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 20, Parcel 74.02. The applicant is requesting a 9.14-foot and a 9.71-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a detached structure. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Mr. Chairman, just to avoid any question about whether the conflict exists, I will recuse myself. The esteemed Vince Robertson to my right is here to handle this case, and I'll be leaving the dais until after the hearing.
Okay. Thank you. Ma'am, if you could first just state your name and place of residence for the record.
I'm sure. Dina A. Dory, and I live at 23745 Indian Town Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony to the board this evening?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You may proceed with your explanation of the variance. Okay.
I've never done this before, so what do I do now?
Well, the best thing to do is just talk about, you've asked for a side yard variance for, it looks like a pole building.
Yeah.
So just explain sort of how you got to this point and why you need it.
Okay. Well, I had to have some place to put the boat, so we built a barn. We contracted the guy to build it. I was contacted by the county that my plan had been approved. I went and picked up my building permit, came home, called the guy, said, hey, got the building permit, you can start whenever. I went to work. I worked at Stokely Center. I went to work. I came home. He said, I'll be there tomorrow. Okay. I came home from work the next day, pole building's up, tin's on the roof. The next day, come home, he was done, gone in 2 days. And then 2 weeks later, COVID hit. So, and I didn't know. And then once I got everything rolling after COVID and they came and did the inspections, that's when I realized it was, he had put it too close to the property line.
And in your application, you stated that there were some reasons for why it was placed. Did it have something to do with the septic field?
Yeah, the septic field. He wasn't real familiar with how far to put it back from the septic. And he put it, because the picture that I sent him of the barn I wanted had a lean-to on it, and I told him I didn't want the lean-tos, but he went ahead and put it like it was going to have a lean-to on it.
Okay. Well, did that shove it over?
That shoved it over, yeah.
Well, the describe the neighborhood and whether that pole building is going to affect the character of the neighborhood.
No, pretty much everybody has one.
And is it sort of the minimum variance that you need, the minimum amount of relief that you need?
What is the minimum? I have no idea.
Yeah, all right.
My ex-husband used to handle all that stuff. Okay. I just give people needles on it.
But it's all built at this point, or is it just the foundation?
It's tinned and doors and everything.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add.
Sounds like
certainly there's a question maybe the board might have.
Sounds like you contracted a company to come out and do it.
Yes.
They did it.
Yes. Yeah.
You're stuck here.
And now this is where I'm at.
You're here in front of us.
Yeah. And it sounds like you weren't necessarily violated, but did they pick it up on an inspection?
When I called and had to set up the inspection once everything got rolling again, I called and my brother was there. And because I was working, because you can't get off work. But anyway, I was working. And he said it didn't pass because they said you're too close to the property line. I said, okay. So then I called over here, and the nice ladies in planning and zoning told me what I had to do. So here I am.
Have your neighbors complained of any issue? Have any issues?
No. Matter of fact, I saw him tonight before I left. His name is John Miller. The other one is, Brennan. He's a state police officer. He lives next door, so I'm kind of like in the middle. They knew the one had a complaint. He just said, what can I do to help you? And I said, nothing. He said, I like the barn. So.
The name of the company, do you have the name of the company?
It was Aaron Esch. out of Pennsylvania, Amish man.
Do you have a phone number for him?
No, I don't. I do it at home. I don't have it with me.
Okay. What kind of floor is in the building?
Concrete.
Okay. So moving it wouldn't be an option. Do you have a neighbor, I guess looking at that, be on the west side of your property where the 74 is? Is that a vacant lot or?
No, they've cleared that out now and put a home there.
Okay.
Beside me. Yeah, his name's John Miller.
Okay.
They just moved in probably maybe 3 weeks ago.
And he has no opposition?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No steps to protrude on that side, are there?
No.
There are no back steps?
No, there's no steps, no door, no anything.
You don't have a problem maintaining it and staying on your side of the property?
Mm-mm. No.
Did you sign for the building permit, ma'am?
Yes.
Did Mr. Esch, I assume it was Mr. Esch, did he understand what his requirements were in terms of building placement?
I think he did, kind of, but I don't think he. I think he was going off like PA things, but I don't know what the difference between PA and Delaware.
We're different in Delaware.
Yeah.
The speed of the construction didn't help you.
It sounds
ironic.
I mean, I've lived here all
because
my
usually
life.
There's
I'm like, he'll be here 2 months.
A series
and
of inspections
like
on the buildings to make sure we're in place.
I know.
Before you proceed, footers, those types of things. And so
I was expecting. And he said, oh yeah, I'll be there and I'll start next week. I'm like, okay. I thought like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And like the second day I came home from work, it's dark outside. I'm like, well, where is everybody? And I looked, I'm like, holy crap, they're done. I'm like, and they just gone. So I was very shocked at how fast the process.
Could you provide to the board the business address of the contractor?
I could, yeah.
At another time?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions from the board? Mr. Robinson?
No, none for me, thanks.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann LaFleur. I'm an employee with Sussex County. And I'm calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is no one else currently on the line.
If there are no further questions, I will thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12631. For Ms. Deanna Dory, for the requested variance is pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because of where the septic system is located and the exceptional practical difficulties due to such. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the lease modification of regulation at issue. I would like to send the contractor a letter reminding him of our setbacks and variances, or setbacks, when she provides us with the address.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reason.
I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12632 has been, or 12, sorry, 12631 has been approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.